Light years.
Light years. You know why? Because, first of all, you're afraid of light. Yes, the scientists are. Because light is something they don't understand, they cannot explain. And it's a mode of exaggeration, right? But you forgot. Our role is not here to exaggerate. This is a master, a teacher. So, when he wants to say it's different, he should show the difference. It's not light year.
It's a life journey. 70 years.
70 years of the path. Not the word are here. 70 years of the path. Because when he's talking, he remembers 70-year-old Shams and the path he walked. And I'm saying, that's the difference. The path, the walking. Because here, please do not forget, here, the belief for us are described with four words. Religion, in our language, is Deen, Shari'at, Tariqat, Shara. And all these four words mean the road, the path. Right? All four words mean the path because we believe in the path. We believe in this way. Because we believe that that thing we want is not here. We have to walk towards it. We have to walk the path. So the difference between the saints, Abdal, the transformed one, and the noble human being is 70 years walking the path. 70 years of meditation, of trying to understand beyond the logic. Yes?
Both reeds drank from the same water source. This one is empty, and that one sugar. Consider hundreds of thousands of such likenesses, and observe that the distance between the two is a 70 years journey.
This journey is very important for us. Means it's a master key. Whenever you're looking at this text, if it is Masnavi or some other book, good masterpiece like this, when they talk about the path, the journey, you should be attentive, because that's the point they make. It goes in all our stories. In our stories, the head is not very important. In our story, the foot is important. Because you have to walk. Solomon will look for the beautiful legs of Belrais to choose a wife, the queen. Because the feet, because we are walking the path, right? It always comes to the feet. Remember our king, the first sentence. Our king, when he realized that this logic doesn't work, first of all, he took off his shoes, barefootedly went to the mosque. Remember, foot is very important. Here, sometimes it's translated to journey, to something else. But that rah is Persian word for deen, mazhab, shari'at, tariqat. All are religion. So religion for us is the path. Literally. And he's talking about that path. Now, listen carefully, because Rumi starts to continue that comparison. This sign, you know that, okay, you got it, now you understand that I'm talking about someone like Shams and some normal fellow. Let's see what will happen in these 70 years of life to them. They eat something, they consume, right? Let's see what is the difference between the consumption.
This one eats and filth is discharged from him. That one eats and becomes entirely the light of God. This one eats, and of him is born nothing but avarice and envy. That one eats, and of him is born nothing but love of the one God.
As simple as that. Means a saint will do something like the parrot and the botanist. A saint will go, will buy something and comes back to the house. A normal fellow will go the same shop, will buy the same thing and comes back. The outcome are not the same. Cannot be. First of all, we know that the fellow, the second fellow who went and bought something, he needed something and he wanted that something for himself or maybe for his close family. But with the saint, we don't know. First of all, these fellows, they don't have any need. So there is some very wise thing behind it, beyond the logic that this fellow goes there. We'll buy that one. He doesn't choose based upon the needs. There is a philosophy behind it. And he will get it not for himself, because he doesn't need to help something else to use it as a tool. You see, it's a different story. But for a normal fellow, two fellow, they walked in the grocery and each got a carton, a box of milk. That's that. The first one got the milk to have the eye-opener in the morning. The second one had the milk to raise a baby. That's the difference. We all live the same life. The saints, the Abdal, they live just like a normal fellow. But the meaning of their life is different. And that's what Rumi is trying to teach you. Because if you transform, doesn't mean you change physically. You are the same fellow. But the outcome and the meaning of your life will be completely different. One, during the life, could pay attention to jealousy and greediness. Right? The same life, the same thing in the saints in Abdal will bring out the light of the God. That's how it happens. That's the magic.
This one is good soil, and that one brackish and bad. This one is a fair angel, and that one a devil and wild beast. If both resemble each other in aspect, it may well be. Bitter water and sweet water have the same clearness. Who knows except a man possessed of taste? Find him. He knows the sweet water from the brine. Comparing magic with miracle, the ignorant one fancies that both are founded on deceit. The magicians of Moses, for contention's sake, lifted up a rod like his.
Okay, it became very difficult now. What is he talking? He's going on comparing these two things again and again and again. Right? We know that repetition is not very good. So he means something by this. Step by step, walking you from one value to another one, to show you the another way of comparison. Here he used some words that in translation were left out. One of the most important one here was Sahib Zog. Zog. Zog is an Arabic word. Arabic. What is it? Huh?
Taste.
It's taste. But taste not in the physical way of taste.
Like
you're having a good taste, if you understand Mozart, you have to have a taste for that, right? So somebody who has a special taste, a connoisseur.
Refined or connoisseur.
Connoisseur is the word. So Zog is connoisseur. He says, okay, I tell you that there are two cooks and they prepare the same plate, the same food. You eat this one or that one, and you don't understand the difference. But there is this connoisseur, just by looking at it maybe, just with a touch of saying, oh no, this one is no good, that one is good. Who write for this? Why? Why did you need to hear this from Rumi? Why Rumi should explain this to you?